Dit is New Business Radio.
Welcome to Water Talks, a podcast and radio special by the Netherlands Water Partnership, NWP, the Partner for Water program and New Business Radio. In Water Talks, we invite business professionals from around the globe who work in or with the Dutch water sector. Today, we talk about the international side of the Partners for Water program and the Room for the River project in Argentina. My name is Volkert Tempelman. My studio guests are Jeannette Tapia, project manager at NWP's Dutch Resilience Hub, and Kees van der Lucht, regional manager, Wereldwaternet. Welcome, guys. Good to have you.
Great to have you.
Good afternoon.
In the studio today, let's start with a quick introduction, and then we'll dive into your thoughts on the matter. Jeannette, what do you do as a project manager at NWP's Dutch Resilience Hub?
Well, actually, I am an urban and environmental planning, and I am have the pleasure, actually, and the luck to help lead the Dutch Resilience Hub, which is a platform for organizations in the Netherlands that are working in coastal, rural, and urban resilience. Mm-hmm. We are actually under the umbrella of the Netherlands Water Partnership, which is a foundation that together with the Netherlands Business Enterprise helps execute the program Partners for Water. We are the voice, the representatives and advocates for the Dutch water sector abroad.
Okay. How long have you been involved with the NWP?
This is actually my second year there.
Okay. Nice. Yes. Nice. Do you guys know each other already, Kees?
No, we don't know each other.
Not yet.
I do know NWP, but we don't know each other.
Okay.
I just knew of Kees through, you know, like the projects, and we know, I think, a lot about the projects,
yeah.
But it's great to have a face and a name.
I can imagine.
Person.
Yeah. In these après-COVID times, it's nice to meet each other face-to-face as well. For example, in a podcast studio. The Resilience Hub, can you tell a little bit more about that? What is it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a platform that brings together firms that are working in resilience building topics, helping cities, helping coastal communities, helping even ports become resilient.
Okay.
We have organizations from the applied research sector, also from the private consultants doing master plans, a lot of water technology firms that are, for example, working on stormwater management, innovation, and also a lot of universities and different applied research institutions that mm-hmm. are basically piloting new initiatives to help cities become more resilient.
And Waternet.
And Waternet,
yeah,
of course.
Because that's where you work, Kees. Can you tell a little bit about what you do as a regional manager, Wereldwaternet, Kees?
Yes, as regional manager, I'm responsible for the projects from World Water Net in South America and in Asia.
Okay.
So Argentina, Buenos Aires is one of them. And I'm responsible for the international knowledge exchange. And
interesting, yeah.
With World Water Net, we are focusing on supporting other public utilities. So that can be everywhere, and supporting them on their work, their services, their projects, their finance, and we try to do that in long-term cooperations.
Can you give an example of how that works?
For example, I'm responsible for a project in Laos, and Laos is we are supporting their 8 utilities,
mm-hmm.
And that's on a perspective till 2030.
Okay.
And what we are doing together is hearing from them what are the challenges, and what do we know from that? How can we support them? And that's with technical support, so just practical solutions.
Yeah.
But also with the governance, how are they organized themselves? How are they dealing with their with the finance? They are often not self-supporting on finance, so how we can support that? How do they deal with their environment, with the department that's responsible for them,
okay.
Etc. And we are doing that with the knowledge and experience from WaterNet.
Yeah, because I know Waternet because I'm a resident of the city of Amsterdam, proud resident.
Yeah.
And I know Waternet from the canals and the maintenance of the canals and all the water in the city. But this is Wereldwaternet, World Waternet.
Yeah.
Is that something really different?
Yes and no. It's different because World Waternet is a separate foundation. So it's financial and legal completely separated.
Yeah, different entity or something.
Yeah. And it's for the international activities I mentioned.
Yeah.
And Waternet is the water cycle company from Amsterdam, and indeed they have two owners. That's the city of Amsterdam and the water authority Amstel Gooi en Vecht.
Yeah.
So because we have those two owners with Waternet, we can do all the water tasks in Amsterdam. So that's the drinking water, the water what we are drinking now here in this studio.
Yeah.
It's about the wastewater treatment. It's about the quality in the canals and in the Amstel. It's about the wastewater treatment, and it's about bridges, for example, moving them for the boats, for the canal.
So very different aspects of working with water in a broader sense.
Yeah.
This is also very local, you know, Waternet, and World Waternet is, well, all over the world. The name says it all. Janet, how do the Dutch Resilience Hub and Waternet collaborate on an international level? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think the work that World Waternet does is a really clear example of what the hub wants to do as well, which is connecting, basically bringing this expertise that has been able to cook in the Netherlands for, you know, decades and decades of experience,
mm-hmm.
And to collaborate, like the collaboration in Leo, like the collaboration in Argentina,
mm-hmm.
of being able to do something well, to understand, grow a little bit more in the integrated side of water as well, and to team up with other water companies around the world. I think, when we think of water utilities, it's usually, you know, who makes sure that there's water on my pipes?
Yeah.
But for when we're hearing from Case, you know, it's all these other integrated related aspects.
Exactly.
Which I think when Case talks to his colleagues in Argentina, you know, it's really seeing what can happen. It's interesting.
Do you agree? Is that how your both organizations could work together and are working together on an international level?
And WP supports the cooperations we have, and and we have more or less the same goal. So we are happy with this cooperation also because the our work can be supported from their expertise, but also their network and the fundings.
Yeah.
And that's for our work very important. It's non-profit, World Waternet, of course, but we need some compensation for our work.
Yeah, of course.
So
needs to be possible.
It needs to be possible. And in general, there are some fundings for investments. That's if you have a good business case, good project, then it's mostly rather easy. But the starting up, so the what's the challenge? What's the solution?
The research part, maybe.
The feasibility part. Starting up, that's mostly very difficult to fund, and that's where also NWP comes in.
Yeah,
and that's very helpful.
Yeah. Before we dive even more into the collaboration and the project, what do we need to know, Janet, about the Room for the River project in Argentina? Or is it better to ask you that one, Case?
The Room for the River project is we started in 2016 a platform with Amsterdam Buenos Aires.
Mm-hmm.
Amsterdam, the city of Amsterdam, has a partnership with Buenos Aires.
Okay.
And when we went for the first time, that was with Mayor van der Laan to Buenos Aires. We had and still have the vision that you should work together with water, waste, and urban development.
Yeah,
that was something that also the mayor very stimulated.
Yeah,
coming in Buenos Aires, it touched an important issue at their side. They also believed in this approach, so we started with the.
But did the people, sorry to interrupt you, but did the people from Buenos Aires invite the Amsterdam people to come over and help them with this project? Is that how it went in the beginning?
Yeah, it's we started working together with waste, urban development and water from Amsterdam and Buenos Aires side. And that was just exchanging, but also the need for a concrete example.
Okay.
So what we are doing in Amsterdam, can we also do that in Buenos Aires?
Okay, because what was the big problem they wanted to solve?
Well, what were the problems? There were
was there a variety of problems, maybe?
Yes, the water quality from the rivers in Buenos Aires, well, are a bit comparable like our water quality in the Netherlands in more or less 50 years ago.
Okay.
So that's an important challenge. And the other one is waste. So there is a lot of waste just in the
water.
Cities and in the water.
Okay.
I think that's the main issue. And like we are living with water in the cities, beautiful riversides.
Yeah.
It's mostly a mess there, certainly in the outer areas in the city. And they want to change that also to make it economically more profitable.
Okay, nice. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. More Water Talks on New Business Radio coming up.
New Business Radio. Non-stop lekkere muziek voor op het werk en inspirerende gesprekken.